For the fourth consecutive time, Democrat Barron Hill and Republican Mike Sodrill are vying for the 9th District seat. Hill, the incumbent, has won two of the three previous races. They're joined on the ballot by Libertarian Eric Schonsberg, who also ran for Congress in 2006. Not surprisingly, all three say the state of the economy has dominated their conversations with voters during most of the fall campaign. Barron Hill first captured the 9th District seat in 1998, when it was vacated by longtime Congressman and fellow Democrat Lee Hamilton. A former financial analyst for Merrill Lynch, Hill voted against the financial rescue package approved by Congress this month. He says it was weighted too heavily in favor of the people on Wall Street who helped create the economic predicament.
And I have a feeling that they all knew that it was all going to come tumbling down and that they would be going to the federal government asking for a bailout at some point. So with those thoughts in mind, there's no way I was going to vote for it.
Hill says the package was rushed through Congress and lawmakers were not given enough time to assess what impact the legislation would have if enacted or to consider alternatives. Republican Mike Sodrill says he would have voted against the rescue plan as well.
My dad used to always say, son, you can't borrow your way out of debt. You know, I mean, and I know maybe somebody would think that's oversimplified, but part of the problem is there doesn't seem to be any common sense inside the Beltway.
Sodrill, who owns a trucking business, believes Congress could have taken other less expensive steps to address the financial crisis, such as a suspension of the capital gains tax for 2 years. Libertarian Eric Schonsberg is an economics professor at Indiana University Southeast. He says the government's been trying to shore up the economy for the past year and should have taken a much lighter approach.
No one knows for sure, but if we had just taken our lumps and had our typical mild recession 9 months ago, we probably would have just emerged and we'd be back to the usual stuff. The market was not allowed to do its thing.
The three candidates say voters are also voicing concerns about fuel costs, health care reform, and the war in Iraq. On energy, all three support expanded oil drilling as part of a broader policy, although Hill would limit drilling to the outer continental shelf. A Survey USA poll conducted last week gives Barron Hill a sizable lead in the 9th District race, 54% of the vote, with Sodrill getting 39% and Schonsberg receiving 5%. 2% of those surveyed said they were undecided. Political scientist Linda Guggen says she's not surprised by those numbers. The Indiana University Southeast professor says Sodrill was lifted to victory in 2004 in part by President Bush's popularity in the conservative-leaning district, but he's not going to benefit from the coattail effect this time.
And I don't see similar factors present that would be helping him this time around. I mean, the last poll I saw for the Obama McCain race is McCain was winning in Southern Indiana by 4 points, which is, you know, for Southern Indiana, that's pretty close together.
Round four of the Hill-Sodrill battle has included the usual rhetoric-heavy campaign ads, but Guggen says the attacks seem a bit softer this time around and not as heavy on social issues.
And I don't know why that is, whether it's just that the presidential race has just, you know, sort of subsumed everything else because people seem to be really focused on that. They seem to see this as, you know, one of the most critical presidential races in a very, very long time.
That presidential race is expected to boost voter turnout in Indiana's 9th Congressional District on Tuesday. For WFPL, I'm Rick Howlett.